This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The final crosstalk with the G-Bag Nation before the switch on Monday. It'll be Ben and Skin in the room for crosstalk from 10 to 2. Then G-Bag taking over afternoons from 2 to 7. So we're saying goodbye to G-Bag, but hello to RJ Choppy, who's back in studio on vacation. He'll be back in Monday morning. We have a little commercial to film for NBC5. What's up?
Hey.
How's it been? You said you haven't been outside in like 5 days.
I haven't left. It's so hot outside. I can't believe this. 3 weeks in California. I was not mentally prepared for what I came off the airplane to. Granted, at midnight at 100 degrees, like a slap in the face, it hit me.
Yeah, it is brutal. We all went out last night to dinner, DFW Restaurant Week, Mercury Chop House in Arlington. They were picking on your clothes a little bit, some of the tolos. They went at you again for your eyes were half shut. They thought you were stoned. Your kids are in here. And then the sandals in the steakhouse.
Well, they were flip-flops. Okay.
So be clear.
Yeah, I think there's a difference. These were rubber sandals, Oakleys, total beach pool sandals.
Yeah.
What's the big deal?
Ask Twitter.
It's 105 degrees outside. What do you want me to do?
Yeah.
Wear jeans?
Right.
Not happening.
What happened when you landed? You said a bad word in front of other people at the airport?
I don't think I said a bad word.
Oh, I thought you said, holy blank, it's hot.
Oh, you know what? I did say that.
You want to tell Monday when the kids aren't in here?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, all the stories Monday morning. Let's crosstalk with G-Bag. They're not in the room. So the fellas for our final crosstalk on the road. Good morning, Gavin Dawson. Where are you?
Good morning, Sean. We are live from Bartonville, Texas, a place I was unsure about its location yesterday, but I definitely know where it is now, and the spot's Marty B's, where they have burgers, they have barbecue, they have Tex-Mex and craft beer, and it's one hell of a establishment here, if I do say so myself. An awesome indoor dining room, and then the outside with the picnic tables. You want an awesome place to hang out, it's waiting for you right here in Bartonville, where today you can become amongst the first Tolos to get your hands on the G-Bag Nation Pure Gold, as always, back window decal.
Choppy walked in here and started going crazy in the commercial break when he found out where you guys were. He goes,
yeah.
Kids, we're going to Marty B's today.
Marty B's, man, great spots. They got a little kid area. When you walk in on the left, it's outdoors. So it's indoor-outdoor. Really cool spot. Great food.
You live
awesome
close?
Burgers. They brand their logo into the bun.
Oh,
man. Choppy's making this place sound like a Marty B that actually lives up to the hype.
This is sports jokes, guys. Come on,
100% dialed in. Does Choppy live close to here?
Choppy, do you live close to there? He doesn't have his headphones on. He's walking in now. He's got the kids. Oh. How far away do you live?
10 minutes.
10 minutes.
Okay,
close.
He'll be over there.
I figured we were out in Choppy's part of the world.
Yeah. Now, you guys are in the indoor or outdoor part right now?
What?
Well, currently we're outdoors. We might have to move indoors as the day moves on and it warms up a little bit. It's 85 right now in the sun. I'm feeling pretty good, but it's anticipated to rise 17 degrees on the mercury. So maybe at one point we'll have to see if we're fortunate enough to talk our way indoors.
I'd like to see what happens to a $1,000 laptop in 102 degrees for 5 hours. Let's see if that works out.
I'd like to see how Mikey's feeling right now.
Mike's fine. Mike's not the issue.
Yeah, I'm actually making plans right now.
For what?
Plans. I can't say them on the air, but they're happening right now.
Gavin, what's coming up on the show?
Pure Gold, as always. Sean, thanks so much for asking. We've already had, by the way, some of their breakfast burritos and some breakfast danishes they prepared. This place is like gourmet. It's top-notch. Coming up at 10:40, why is Russell Wilson such a robot? I think that's worth sticking around for. And then at 1 o'clock, Brian Broaddus He'll join us live from Hawaii with the preview of Cowboys Rams and all the storylines we need to be paying attention to.
5 hour time difference. Mickey woke up for us.
He did?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he gave you news that made me want to quit sports.
Yeah, didn't he ever?
I'm out on the Cowboys. Our pets' heads are falling off. Tyron didn't even make the trip because his back didn't feel right.
Yeah, Tyron didn't make the trip.
How do you guys feel about, cross-country trips throughout the season to the East Coast? How does that make you feel about the potential backs of either Zach Martin or Tyron Smith when they didn't want to send him on a flight to Hawaii because they were worried what that would do?
Isn't the Hawaii flight, Brad Sham, a little bit longer than the trip to Philadelphia?
From California to Hawaii, it's probably like four hours.
Yeah, but they got to come back. Yeah. They're coming back here, so that's
I'm totally down. I'm not alarmed that you wouldn't, like, if anything's wrong, sure, don't get on the plane. It's a preseason game. Who cares? I'm just alarmed that before the season starts, we're hearing about Tyron's back again. Because he was, like, last year, I know people are making a big deal about his body and he wasn't as good. He was freaking phenomenal. We got a train?
All right. Oh.
Sweet. Phenomenal last year. Tyron Smith was about as good as it gets last year. But goodness gracious, it's not even time to play yet. And now we got two All-Pros whose backs are a problem?
Well, it's not a problem. You're going to cause panic in the streets.
I'm going to cause panic in the streets because our pets' heads are falling off.
He had some off days there in Oxnard, and they just, they don't want it to act up. That's all.
They don't want it to act up, or it acted up. That's what I
don't know.
We'll find out.
Tyron? Hit the trifecta, have Travis Frederick have something happen to him, and
shut
all
up,
of a sudden,
Roy.
Boom,
shut
we're
up.
Without our three best offensive line.
Yeah, you're a jerk. Why are you being such a jerk?
Let's go around the room and mention one thing that we will all miss the most about this crosstalk with G-Bag, because on Monday, it'll be Ben and Skin from 10 to 2, G-Bag from 2 to 7.
Cantankerous Bassick.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, Angry Mike is what I'm going to miss the most about this thing. All right. Because he's a wild card. Any day he could come in here and be the happiest go-lucky dude in the world, or then he could come in and say, this team is terrible. We'll be lucky to win a game the rest of the year.
Okay, Roy.
Angry Mike.
I'm going to miss Jokester Jeff. Jeff always comes in with a funny quip to start things off. And Dawson's punctuality. He's always in here before the start of the mix or right as it gets started. And I have a feeling that might change a little bit.
All right, Dawson, you guys take it.
What do I miss about this wonderful crosstalk? Interacting with my guy, Choppy. I feel like we don't get to spend enough time together. Talking with Chop, getting to hang out with you guys a little bit before we take over the show. Just that time, it's been 6 years where every day we see each other. Now we're not going to see each other. You guys are going to go adrift. You'll be on Gilligan's Island, essentially.
Jeffrey?
I will miss watching Sean keep things on the rails. I think Sean Sharif, and I'm saying this in all seriousness, is one of the best in the business at just quarterbacking a show and make, because it can be tough. Mm-hmm. I know Choppy. I know Choppy.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of times he'll make up a sports take on the fly and then double, triple, and quadruple down, even if he doesn't believe it. And you just never know where things are going to go. But Sean, I think you're incredible at keeping it on the track. And, I'll miss watching you operate, sir.
Thank you, sir.
You got to split aces when you got them.
Split them up, split them up, split them up.
Mikey?
I'm just going to miss it all. Everything.
That's really detailed.
In general, everything.
And missing everything.
Everything. So vague.
Sean, are we still going to be friends?
You guys have a major –
You're
major
engaged thing? Now, and we're not – broadcast neighbors. I don't know if you're going to invite me to the house anymore.
Yeah, I think this is KT's time to shine.
Yeah.
But this is what I'm going to miss the most. These guys would all get in pretty early, and except for Mike.
Mike. 9:15.
But now, actually, Mike.
I was in the workout room.
Mike would pop in the most. They would all pop in, and, if we're talking about a subject, they come and chime in, and we could fill a segment or add input. I'm worried. Ben's skin. I know KT will be here.
You're not going to get it.
KT will be sleeping here.
I'm just going to tell you, every time I wanted to talk to Ben and Skin or somebody, like, while they were putting together the show, I was, like, interrupting, like, a meeting at DEFCON 5.
A meeting?
Yeah. Meeting.
Is DEFCON 5 the easiest one?
That's the easiest
DEFCON 1 is
right?
Scary.
One. Sorry. Got my numbers mixed up.
DEFCON 5's nothing.
Yeah, you don't want to mess. You don't want to mess with them while they're trying to put together a show.
Like, if I had a basketball question, I could go in there and Mike would pop in on air. Football question, Jeff would would come and scout.
Yeah, got some baseball stuff going on now. Yeah.
We needed a high-low fill-in. Yeah. Dawson would come in extra early. That's what I'm going to miss. Great team players, and I'm worried now.
Now if we have a rap music question, we'll be set. We'll be good to go.
No, I don't think they'll come out of that room.
Nope.
I don't think they will.
What is it, a sales meeting? It's not meeting.
I think that they, it can be a struggle to get that run sheet put together sometimes.
Okay.
I'm going to miss the food you guys would hustle in there, but I have a feeling Ben and Skin might be able to outdo you during the lunch hour.
Oh, yeah.
Sean stole their best hookup. He'll probably keep stealing.
Yeah, you're out and KT's in for sure. Yeah, all right, Dawson. Listen, where are you guys one more time before you melt?
Oh, man, Marty B's in Bartonville. If you guys are anywhere close, you got to come check this out. It's like a place that was perfectly designed to make sure you have maximum barbecue fun.
And they have places to sit outdoors to eat, too.
Yeah. Take advantage of that.
Angry Mike.
I love it.
As long as we're in the double digits, patio's open.
Jeff will need a computer sponsor very soon and maybe a third partner on G-Bag.
Mike misses everything.
It's been fun, boys. Good luck with the move.
Good luck with the plans.
Love you, boys.
Choppy, we'll see you back on Monday.
Monday, baby. Let's do it.
It's the G-Bag Nation coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.